Hello there, and welcome to this very spontaneous recording of the Manifest podcast. But my husband just said to me, Sarah, you have to go and share this story right now. This literally just happened maybe 15 minutes ago, and I wanted to share it with you because it was a profound moment of connection. And this is what I have been talking about a lot lately, the new paradigm of manifestation and the choice point that you have right now to choose this new paradigm of manifestation. And in the last 15 minutes, I had what could be called a full circle moment of awareness, almost as if it was an empowerment and a divine confirmation that this is the work that I'm meant to be teaching in the world and how it is going to be changing lives. We've had over 15,000 people register for the Dear Universe 5-day manifestation challenge that is happening on Monday. And this is really the beginning of the journey because I'm about to launch something that I haven't formally announced yet, but it is the Dear Universe Academy, your school for meaningful manifestation. So if you haven't already done so, I would love for you to get on the wait list so that you don't miss out when the doors officially open to the most incredible course curriculum that I received and downloaded and can't wait to share with you guys. So go to sarahprout.com/waitlist to put your name into the system to be notified when the doors are officially open. So I will be recording another episode maybe next week about why I started and why I decided to create the Dear Universe Academy, because it is really the culmination of not only 22 years of studying metaphysics and spirituality and meditation, but the last 2 years have been a very intense training ground that it's peeled back layers that I didn't even know needed to be peeled back. And it revealed to me something that none of the other law of attraction manifestation teachers are talking about. And I'm going to be diving just a little bit into that today when I share the experience that just happened to me about 15 minutes ago. So this is, like I said, a very spontaneous sharing from a very authentic place, from my heart. It's a fresh experience. I haven't even had proper time yet to integrate it, but I want to share it with you in real time because I believe that this is where the magic is activated. I feel empowered to share this message. So it's just a normal Saturday morning for me, you know, pouring the kids cereal and juice and setting them up for the morning. They get up really early. And I decided, because it's a Saturday morning, to do some housework. And we're currently in this incredible Airbnb in the Hamptons. We're in a place that's kind of on the border between Sag Harbor and Watermill, if you are familiar with the Hamptons at all. It's a beautiful house. It's got like 6 bedrooms. It's huge. And it's on this block of land. It's incredible. And at the back of the property is almost like the woods. It's like dense forest. There are no houses behind me. We see a lot of deer. We see a lot of wildlife in general. And this morning I was going down the driveway, which is this really long gravel driveway, to take out the trash. I went around the house, you know, collecting all the trash from the trash bins. You know, a normal parent thing to do, right? Housework on a Saturday morning, just so I can clear the energy. That's what I was telling my husband I was doing. Clear the energy and prepare for my day, because we're in launch mode right now. So I'm going to be behind my computer in my makeshift office for most of the day, like I have been every single day this week, even though it's a Saturday. So a quiet moment for a parent, for a mother. We don't have a nanny or any help right now. And so, you know, the moments where even taking the trash down to the trash bin feel like a moment of peace, like a walking meditation, it was grounding for me. And I noticed that the air was warm. Now, it is, at the time that I'm recording this, it's the 30th of October. And so I became aware that in Australia it's the 31st of October, and I was born in New Zealand, which is on the other side of the world near Australia, for those of you that need an explanation, and I know there's hardly anyone that would. I don't know why I even said that. But this would be, if I was in New Zealand or Australia, my very last day of being 41, because on November the 1st is my 42nd birthday. So as I was taking the trash down to the trash bin, feeling the warm air, feeling like it's going to rain soon, seeing the beautiful golden leaves surrounding me with these tall trees, I felt this sense of peace that I haven't felt for a long time. I just haven't. This is why I decided to pack up our entire family for 3 months and be in the Hamptons, because I needed that, how do I put it, exhale for my nervous system because of the things that I've experienced in the last 2 years. And I can't go into a lot of details. And I probably will go into a few more details next week when I reveal more about the Dear Universe Academy. So I took down two loads of trash. And then on the third load, I said to my husband, Sean, hey, why don't you come with me? Date day, let's go down to the trash barrels together. You know, a moment just for us where we know the kids are safe in the house and they're occupied. And so he came down with me and we had a moment where we were just talking business and stuff like that. And we were still feeling pretty grounded and it started to rain. And I said to Sean, here, have some stillness. And he stopped talking and he just closed his eyes and we stood there almost like we were in a meditation, grounded and present together in this big, big energy of launch week for not only the Dear Universe Manifestation Challenge, but for the Dear Universe Academy and all of the things that come along with our working with our team, working with each other, doing long hours, being in creative mode, which has been amazing, by the way. I've been creating more than I've been consuming, and I've noticed this beautiful shift in my energy. And so we're standing on the driveway, still continuing to rain. I noticed something. There was like an internal reaction, a memory, a very visceral memory of being in Australia when I was a kid, maybe 8 or 9 years old, when I lived on a 10-acre property. I've mentioned this before. It was beautiful. There were apple trees and 150 avocado trees, and it was really an exquisite place of abundance to grow up, even though we didn't have much money. And I caught myself in a moment of consciousness where I was 8 or 9, feeling the same almost like atmospheric pressure, the rain, the air, the trees, the season, even though it would be completely opposite time of year in Australia. But I felt that longing for that moment that was so brief, that passed, where my entire world felt safe, where I didn't know how my future would unfold. And in that moment, I felt exactly the same as I did when I was 8 or 9 years old back in Australia. And so I was crying. I didn't really want my husband to notice because, you know, I cry a lot. So, you know, it was no big deal. It was like an internal processing space. And he was just walking around and then he followed me and I walked right down to the back of the property, down the long driveway to the woods. And even though I had like my light purple Nike slides on, oh no, Adidas, they're Adidas slides, you know, open-toed kind of thing, I was prepared to walk into the woods, even though it's muddy and there could be ticks and, you know, it was just so beautiful. I had to keep walking into the woods deeper and deeper until I couldn't see the driveway or the house behind me. In fact, there was nothing around me. And Sean was still up on the driveway and even he disappeared at a certain point before he started walking. And as I was walking, with each step, I felt connected to the ground, connected to the earth, connected to the trees and the sky and the air. And it was a profound, almost merging with nature, one that I haven't had since I had my near-death experience back in 2015 on the day that Lulu was born. That's a story for another day, by the way. And I'm finding it difficult to find the words right now, but I'm going to keep going anyway. So After about 5 or 6 minutes of me walking into the woods, Sean said to me, "Are you like Walter White when he walked off in Breaking Bad in his fugue state?" And I'm like, "No, I'm good. I'm good." Because I was in somewhat of a trance. I was so grounded in the present moment. And, you know, he acknowledged that, and it started to rain a little heavier. And so Sean turned around and went back in the house and left me to be out in the woods by myself. Alone, in isolation, no one around, no evidence of humans, right? And I loved that space. It was like I was being enveloped, encapsulated in the golden energy of the trees, of the leaves, of the wise wisdom of the changing of the seasons. And for me, it felt like the ultimate connection point to the universe, that my feet were anchored into the ground and that I could sense the growth, the new growth that had to happen, because the bed of leaves that were decomposing beneath my feet were going into the ground to then nurture the new life that would come up into the trees in the next season. And I realized that I'm going through my own season of autumnal transformation, where there's been so much that's had to fall away to make space to grow the new. So much. And then I decided, and this is a little bit of a hippy dippy moment, but I've done this before and I love doing this because I believe there is tremendous wisdom in trees. Trees have and hold tremendous wisdom, life force, energy, knowledge. They have like this entire system where they're all connected. It's like the one big internet of trees. And so I decided, hey, I'm going to pick a tree. I'm going to send it some love. I'm going to hug the tree. And I thought, even though it's covered in some like gross mossy stuff, I'm going to hug it anyway. I don't care. I can pop my sweater in the washing machine. No big deal. So I hugged the tree. Hugged the tree. And at this stage, Sean was still kind of looking and he's like, okay, she's hugging the tree. And I was just in my own little world. And then he walked away. And then I was truly alone. I couldn't really see him because it was so far away. And the moment of pure connection almost felt divine. Like it was somewhat of a moment of awakening, where I understood on an experiential level that I'm teaching the art of meaningful manifestation. This is the phase that I'm going into, that everything that I have been working on for the past 2 years, and even take it back 22 years, is the culmination of understanding on a visceral level the nature of connection. Connection to other humans, connection to ourselves, and connection to a higher power. That it's this triad of infinite possibilities which is where we birth our most meaningful and purpose-driven manifestations. And so I was in the woods by myself, still thinking about this work, not even... There was no worry, there was no doubt, there was no fear that the right people would show up for this experience of the new paradigm of manifestation that I have already chosen. And I encourage you to choose the same. And when I realized that I was at this choice point, which you can find anywhere, by the way, even if you are, these choice points can open up even if you're taking down some bags of trash to the trash bins on a warm, rainy day in the middle of nowhere. These moments of awakening can happen for you. I've had people send me messages recently of, hey, Sarah, I've had this moment of connection where I feel like I am part of everything, oneness. And you don't have to have a near-death experience or a holy traditional religious experience to fathom this. It really boils down to openness, an open heart, faith and trust that you are being guided on a divine level at all times. And so back to this moment where I'm feeling like my feet are really dirty. They're really, I haven't even washed them yet. They're still dirty with the leaves from outside. And I just felt so inspired to record this episode because it felt like the right time. It felt like the perfect time to share this message with you. And as I felt this deep anchoring to connection, the connection point to the universe, to the field of infinite potential, I felt, and as I felt held by the energy and the ancient wisdom of the trees, even though they're not ancient trees, but they hold the codes of ancient wisdom. I was then surrounded in white light. The clouds parted. And this is the bit where it sounds like, whoa, Sarah, this does sound like a deep religious experience. But the sun had this direct beam of light, almost like a spotlight, that covered my entire body. And then the leaves around me changed to a different color. And for those of you that have any kind of design background, you know, or you've ever worked in Canva for any entrepreneurs out there, and you adjust the brightness on the image, this is what happened in that moment when the clouds parted and the sun came down, and there was this canopy of leaves with the most delicate droplets of warm rain hitting my face. I felt connected. I felt like it was a divine confirmation for the path that I am just about to walk and the curriculum that I am so excited to teach in the Dear Universe Academy, that it was the ultimate Dear Universe moment where I'd hugged the tree, that I was surrounded by nature, that I could see the gold leaves that were glistening. And it was almost like the vibrance, the level of vibrance was turned up around me. And then in my heart, I don't know whether it was in my heart or in my head or in my ears, but I heard a voice. And, you know, I don't usually hear voices, but I do hear messages from time to time, whether you call that divine guidance or a whisper from my spirit guide. And the message was this: it's all going to be okay. Everything will work out for the best. And there was this knowing. It was more than just the words or the sentence. It was this anchored knowing that things are going to change and things are going to transform for the better. You can probably hear in my voice that I am recording this podcast from a very different space than I usually get behind the microphone. Usually I sound a little bit more enthusiastic and buoyant. And sometimes I'm aware that there's more space to drop down into, to ground, to serve this new paradigm of manifestation where the key point, and I'm going to be going over this with the missing key to the law of attraction on Monday for the manifestation challenge. So if you haven't registered yet, I'd love for you to join me because I'm going to be talking a lot more about this kind of stuff. So there's still time. You can go to sarahprout.com/challenge if you're listening this intently to this episode. But then I thought, after the light was still there, I followed the light as the light was expanding. And the beautiful thing was that the rain still continued and I felt this sense of peace, almost like I'd had a massage or I'd woken up from a really beautiful night's sleep. I felt really grounded. I even feel goosebumps as I'm sharing these words. And there was this little white bug that was flying with me. I've never seen this tiny little white bug before. And I thought that it was almost like a tiny little angel or a fairy that was escorting me back up to my doorstep, my front doorstep, past the trash bins, up the gravel driveway to the front doorstep. And I didn't even check my shoes, even though they were covered in mud. So I got to go and clean up that mess. But I stood there, I opened the door, and all I could say was, wow, wow. And then I said to Sean, something amazing just happened. And he said, you should go and record this so that you don't forget it and that you can inspire others. So that's me sharing from my heart. A strange experience, a profound experience that I hope in some way, shape, or form you found valuable because this is the key to meaningful manifestation, connection to the universe. So my invitation for you today is to choose the new paradigm of manifestation. Choose the new paradigm of abundance, which means defining it on your own terms. Choose the new paradigm of communication and relationship with yourself, with a higher power, with the loved ones in your life, because this is the missing point that needs to be unraveled so we can make that journey out of our heads into our hearts to live the greatest vision that we have for ourselves so that we can really begin to live a process-driven life that's backed by intention. Because it's practical. It's not some woo-woo mystical experience. It's a choice point in each and every moment. How do I want to attach and associate meaning to this? And you get to choose. That's the beauty of life. So once again, if you would like to get on the wait list for the Dear Universe Academy and join me for your School of Meaningful Manifestation, then go to sarahprout.com/waitlist. The doors will be opening very soon with a whole bunch of exciting things around that. The first step on that journey is the manifestation challenge that I mentioned. And if you would like to follow me on Instagram, this is where you can catch a glimpse into my life behind the scenes as not only a manifestation teacher, but a mother of four and all of the fun stuff that goes along with that. Anyway, thank you so much for being here with me today, and I am sending you so much love. Bye for now.